T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jack Chambers back. Appreciate it, producing the show. Shane and Bruce rolling with you as we continue here in hour number one. Ivan Maisel coming up, college football. Looking forward to the week as it really turns now. I mean, it still feels like horrid heat and humidity and all that goes with it, ragweed, et cetera. But really, it's the start of football season.
2 football games this weekend.
Yes.
2 that I know of. I mean, I think Villanova's playing somebody too, but Miami and Florida. Mm-hmm. And Arizona and Hawaii. Arizona and Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii.
So week 0, as they call it.
So there you go.
And then almost everybody else a week from this weekend. But this is football week. NFL. Let's start with, we'll start with Antonio Brown, which I thought this was over. First of all, it's the helmet issue. He was running around before the preseason game, Thursday, and seemed to be fine, seemed to be back, seemed to be no big deal. And now his GM is finally, it seems, drawing the line in the sand. Mike Mayock said, look, you need to be all in or all out. This is a helmet issue. He's still not happy. My question to you would be, I like that, and they talked about this on Golic and Wingo, I like that Mike Mayock has become the bad guy and not John Gruden. So when and if AB comes back, Gruden is just free to coach him and AB won't necessarily be a punk to him. You know, you can be mad at the GM and just play for the coach. So I like that. But really, what are they going to do about it? They obviously have not suspended him yet or fined him, I guess, rather. They're just kind of letting him do what he wants. Now they're saying, all right, are you all in or all out? It's time. But if he doesn't show up today or tomorrow, what are they going to do about it?
Not a damn thing, because he's got $30 million reasons to play. He'll be there opening night against the Broncos, and they'll get it figured out. He's petulant. He's diva-esque. He's attention-seeking and is more than willing to put himself above his teammates. That's who he is.
This is a hell of a way to acclimate yourself to a brand-new team.
Yeah. Congratulations, Raiders. Congratulations. That's who you got. That's the baggage that you get with an incredible receiver, and you can still make the argument that he might be the best in the game. He certainly would be in the conversation of it. But you know what? The baggage that comes with it, that's your cross to bear. So you're paying them. You figure out. You know, the thing that was interesting about that, Shane, was that was totally unsolicited.
Yeah, nobody asked him about it.
That wasn't Mike Mayock in a normally scheduled time where he met with the Bay Area media. That was him basically coming out and saying and putting it out there. Now, he didn't take any questions, mm-hmm. which is fine, but he made the statement, took him all of, 45 seconds. And obviously, he's changing his strategy, and he's playing it out through the media.
Drew Rosenhaus, AB's agent, is kind of disputing what Mike Mayock said in that we've not exhausted all possibilities necessarily. His agent said that they're still exploring options, with this helmet thing. Although he was
talking
out of his backside too, because he's talking about safety issues, and he's a wide receiver, gets hit across the middle, people are trying to take his head off. Well, this 10-year-old helmet that he has is no longer certified. So if you really are talking about safety, then everybody but you has acquiesced with this new helmet rule.
Tom Brady didn't want to be wearing a new helmet. Tom Brady's wearing a new helmet. Aaron Rodgers didn't want to wear a new helmet. Aaron Rodgers is wearing a new helmet.
Jad, I think, has tracked down the Mike Mayock sound. Hopefully this is him. I don't know if this is yesterday morning or this morning.
Yesterday.
Here's Mike Mayock. Let's hear what he has to say.
You all know that AB is not here today, right? So here's the bottom line. He's upset about the helmet issue. We have supported that. We appreciate that. Okay? But at this point, we've pretty much exhausted all avenues of relief. So from our perspective, it's time for him to be all in. We're all out. Okay? So we're hoping he's back soon. We got 89 guys busting their tails. We are really excited about where this franchise is going, and we hope AB is going to be a big part of it starting week one against Denver. End of story. No question.
Well, I kind of like that. That's good. Mm-hmm. Again, the big reason being now he's the heavy. He's the bad guy. If AB wants to be pissed about being called out, Gruden didn't have to do it. Mayock did. And this is his first year as a GM, too, by the way. Not just GM for the Raiders, ever being one. So you talk about being between a rock and a hard place. They swing this deal for Antonio Brown, $30 million guaranteed, and the GM finally is fed up with it. But now the second step is, what are you going to do about it if he doesn't show up?
Well,
I would fine him.
Let me just say this. I would be absolutely flabbergasted if he wasn't playing the very first week of the season. Flabbergasted.
Me too. But from now until then, there's a bunch of practices that he might want to mix in with the rest of his teammates. I mean, here's where you run the risk of losing the other 52 for the sake of one. You know, once we get there, once we get down to the cut line and blah, blah, blah. Because this guy is super talented. We're not really going to do anything to him and make him show up along with all the rest of you guys.
Agreed.
So that's a good first step for Mike Mayock. But now when the rubber hits the road, like if he's still not there today or tomorrow, why would you not fine him? I know you're trying everything you can do to kiss his you-know-what and not make him mad.
Well, because you don't want to appear heavy-handed. And there's still, I mean, even in that statement yesterday, we've exhausted nearly every, he still left the door open. And he's trying to be supportive. He's not trying to be adversarial. But at some point, it's kind of like, dude, come on, man.
Right. Right.
Get over yourself.
To your point, Mike Mayock was not prompted, wasn't asked.
No.
He just said, all right, you guys know AB's not here, right? So here's the deal. And so that not only, like I said, made him the bad guy, that shielded John Gruden from questions later about him, I assume. I mean, I'm sure maybe somebody asked him anyway, but the GM trying to protect his head coach and to send a message to Antonio Brown. But on the other hand, if you really want to send a message to him, pick up the phone, call him, or
go
see him wherever he is. Say, you know,
dude, what's up?
Playing that out in the media. Here's another thing. And correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe you think I would be way out in left field on this one. Does this have anything to do with Hard Knocks? This makes for good TV for HBO, you would think.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's an interesting question. I just think the dude is all about himself, doesn't really care about his teammates. It's going to be about me. But you know something, it's interesting. We were talking yesterday, or whenever, it doesn't make any difference. I was chatting with some people about this kind of situation and how it affects a locker room. And we, from the outside looking in, that's always the big question. Well, it can't have a good impact on your team, and it doesn't. It doesn't have a good impact on your teammates. And I've talked with a few guys about it.
But this is the part about it that none of us see.
Right.
Like how are they treated in the clubhouse once they finally
show
back up?
And here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. I got this from a veteran.
Okay.
It peeves them for about a day. And then it's all about, does the guy help us win?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, that's what gives you longevity in the league, is winning football games. Are you a part of a puzzle that's winning football games? I mean, you know, that kind of stuff would never fly at another level. But in the NFL, where you're professionals, I mean, yeah, the act wears thin, but is he going to help us win football games? And the answer is assuredly yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you put up with crap like that because you want to win football games because you like job security.
Another decent example of that to me is Josh Gordon being reinstated in the NFL. And the New England Patriots players looking forward to welcoming him back. Matthew Slater is their captain. And after their preseason game against the Titans on Saturday, he said, quote, "We're going to do everything we can to support him. I think all we can do is take things day by day, as is the case with any of us, and we'll see how it goes."
Sure.
Asked about the reaction Gordon can expect in the locker room, Slater said, quote, "A lot of hugs, I would imagine, and a lot of smiles. It will definitely be good to see him," unquote.
And believe me, that's how it is.
Now, this is a little different that he's not holding out. He can't seem to follow the NFL's rules.
No.
But he's getting another chance. And
why is he? Because he can stretch the field. He changes the total dynamic of how you defend their passing game. He's a guy whose speed has to be accounted for, and he gives the Patriots a better chance on offense to be a productive football team. Hence, he helps them win games. Even as a deterrent or a detriment or a distraction, even as the kind of player that he has been, it doesn't matter. He still wins football games. Up until he can't. And when he can't, then he's gone. That's the NFL.
Josh Gordon can officially join the Patriots on Sunday, but won't be allowed to play in the team's home preseason game on Thursday against the Panthers. Stay tuned on more information about how Josh Gordon is. You know what? I had kind of forgotten about Josh Gordon already, even though it's been less than a year since he's been in the
news. Patriots hadn't.
Well, obviously not. And,
nope.
You know, is there a difference between holding out because you're a diva and being suspended because you're smoking weed? Yeah, I suppose so. You know, there's that, hey, we're concerned about him as a person kind of dynamic versus nothing of the kind with Antonio Brown. Like you said, he's just being a petulant child. Both have their drawbacks and both have their selfish, putting myself before the team qualities?
Both of them, yeah.
They both
do, guilty,
really,
of it.
Yeah.
To different degrees.
Now,
but they're both guilty of it.
It depends on how far you want to go with substance abuse and how is it the fault of the person or is it a disease? And I'm not going to get into all that. But the bottom line is you're both, you know, both of these transgressions are a me first thing. Difference is, it seems like the Patriots are A-OK with Josh Gordon coming back, and the Raiders players probably and understandably are pissed that Antonio Brown is just being such a baby.
Of course they are. And yes, no question. And he'll get some cold shoulders.
But like you said, if he's raring and ready to go for the Broncos and perfectly happy and showed up with a good attitude the week of practice, then
he's a 1,400-yard receiver.
Yeah, this is going to be in the rear view really quick if he
really fast. Really fast. Cindy, our Twitter question coming up. Home runs. Individuals amongst the crowd that's going to get 50, who's going to win it? That's a pretty good question. How come we haven't had a someone threatening 60, 65? That's a good question.
It really is. And for the life of me,
in the year of a home run, we're not going to have someone hit 60. May not have someone hit 55. Back in a minute.
Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis. Find us on the web at kfhradio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.